The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro Country with a Twist, as well as the Michigan Talk Network. And we're going jobless today, which means we have a guest host, which is Chaz Thompson, who is Jop calls him the baritone of beers. Chaz is a seasoned brewer, and he also takes care of a lot of our technical work with the website and helps Jop and I out figure out how to make a phone call sometimes because we're that technologically illiterate.
Yeah, well, I was done ice fishing for the year, so I said, let's go do some radio.
So I ran into this wonderful woman in Home Depot, and I don't know how the conversation came up, but she said she is she has a venue, and we just had this great conversation. And then she showed me pictures of this venue, and it's in Grand Rapids. So I said, you know what? I think that's a cool local story, or at least a great story for people. I do catering. I love venues. And on the grilling line right now is her husband, Nick Natale. How are you, Nick?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Now, tell us what you did. You bought an old church.
Yeah, that's correct. We bought an old church on the northwest side of Grand Rapids about 4 years ago now.
What street is it on?
It's on Broadway Avenue.
Oh. Well, your bride showed me pictures of what you guys have done on the inside, and I'm blown away. Tell us what you did to refurb this old church.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, when we bought it, it was in really bad shape. The congregation that owned it could no longer meet there, and so it was pretty run down. We would call it a complete gut job. All the trades needed to be done, plumbing, electric, HVAC, and then my wife, with her wonderful vision, came up with the design of it all. And we had, I mean, new flooring, new walls, trying to match the 120-year-old woodworking that was done. And then obviously turning it into a venue, we built out a kitchen. We put in a bar with a draft system. I mean, it was top to bottom, left to right.
So, Nick, are you in the trades?
I'm not.
You're just that handy, huh?
I'm an Italian guy, so I like to think I'm handy.
Your last name is Natale?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, Nick, how big a venue is it? How many people can you host at a wedding?
The largest wedding we've hosted so far is 250. Our capacity by city standards is 300.
So for those of you tuning in, maybe you're wondering why we're interviewing someone with a venue, because he didn't mention anything about grills, and we have no affiliation. They're not going to sponsor us, nothing like that. It's just that I'm into catering, Jop's into catering. We work in venues all the time. So when your bride told me about your venue, I mean, I'm now in all kinds of venues, and I really think it's a wonderful industry. But you have sunk a ton of money into this place.
We sure have, yeah, a lot.
And how's that going?
It's been rough.
So what kind of forces... What do you have? Why is your venue being, I would say, targeted by groups and governments and stuff like that? What kind of evil person are you?
Not the evil person they portray me. So, you know, we live a Christian life, and we have values that we pull from the Word of God. And we were asked if we would be inclusive to specifically LGBTQ weddings, and we made a stance based on our beliefs in the Word that we were gonna stick to that, and we believe, you know, it's written that marriage is between a man and a woman.
How dare you!
So, unfortunately, yes, we've been attacked enough, so we call it cancel culture, whatever you want. Obviously, it's a divisive topic, but it's been very difficult to received bookings because people have slandered us to enough of an extent that I think there's a fear of booking with us for other people to go through what we went through on social media if they, you know, post that they're booking the Broadway Avenue and
now see that's the poison part. The reason I wanted to have you on here is because this just bugs the crap out of me. I'm you know, we all wrestle with decisions people make in their personal lives and this and that, but most people are pretty accepting of all people. I mean, most of us have friends or relatives that have made that choice and decided to live that life. You don't get rid of them in your life. You know, that's correct. not what we're taught to do. We're taught to love all people. And I guess, you know, these people that want to pick on Christian businesses, that's the offensive part to me, because you never see them going after other religions. And there are certain religions that might have maybe tendencies that would be less than civil.
So, Nick.
Correct.
Getting back to this venue, I got another question. You said you have a full bar.
Yep.
So do you have everything everybody'd need as far as licensing and everything?
Yes, sir. We are licensed for the kitchen, obviously, through the health department in the state of Michigan. We obtained a Class C liquor license. We can actually, we paid for a extra catering license so that if we were to do offsite events that we can travel with our liquor license and serve offsite.
Wow.
We really do market ourselves as a one-stop shop.
You're fully loaded.
So, Nick, how did they get a hold of you?
Right now, we have a website, thebroadwayavenue.com. Obviously, we're on Instagram, at thebroadwayavenue. And then kind of our go-to inquiry email is hello@thebroadwayavenue.com.
Well, I'm sure you have a Facebook page, right?
We did. You're right. We did. Past tense. Facebook actually banned us.
Oh, you're shocking me.
No, they took our Facebook page down. They took my wife's personal photography, both personal and her photography business pages down on Facebook.
This is why I wanted to have you on, because I don't know how you can feel like you're doing something good when you go out and harm people who have invested, I'm going to guess, millions of dollars. I've seen the pictures. This place is absolutely gorgeous.
And the jobs they provided,
the money, your life savings, you probably even borrowed money. I mean, how can you be so hateful as to go after a beautiful young couple like this that's just trying to live their dream and be faithful?
Hopefully in our listener group, we're going to have somebody that needs to book a wedding.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking. If there's anybody who's not afraid of all this political crap, it's the Jethro audience, because, I mean, these people, they're going to roll up with their pickup trucks and their cowboy boots on, and nobody's going to tell them what to do. Besides that, it's just a cool venue. Why would you not want to have such a gorgeous venue? And if your bookings are down, I'm guessing your pricing is aggressive.
Yeah, currently it's something that we're reviewing. We just did a menu pricing review, which I really head up, you know, being a chef in Grand Rapids for a long time. That's my background. And then Hannah's very much the venue side. So we're looking at our venue booking cost as well as menu cost and caterings.
A chef with a wife who's a venue. That's perfect.
Oh, and she's a photographer.
Yeah. Dude, you got to check out the website. You got to see these pictures.
TheBroadwayVenue.com.
Yep.
The Broadway Avenue.
BroadwayAvenue.com.
Well,
Jethro audience, flood that website.
Yes.
Check it out.
Check them out, and make sure you pass it on to friends, because there's going to be a lot of weddings this year.
Yeah. And if you got time, I can plug one more thing. We have a friend of ours that just like you guys cared, and hopefully, you know, your listeners, they have started a fundraiser for us to help navigate through this. If you don't mind, I can share that.
By all means.
Website. So it's going to give you a background of our story and how you can help us through prayer or even financial donations if you're able to. It's standingvalues.com.
Okay.
You'll find that it's connected to a Give, Send, Go.
Okay.
Again, we know everybody can't help us, and we don't expect that.
We're out of time, Nick. StandingValues.com. We're going to post you on our website as well. That's it. We're out of time. Chaz, thanks for joining me. Stick around. We're going back to the bunker.
Hey, all right.
We'll see you all next week.